Hello and welcome to the St. Dominic Media Podcast, where we strive to bring the power of the gospel to the world. This is our latest episode of Made for Glory, where we give answers to the questions that you have been asking about faith and life. If you enjoy this content, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Thanks, and here's Made for Glory. If we found out aliens existed, would you still believe in God? Today on Made for Glory. A question that comes up a lot that some people have, not everybody, is if aliens are proven to be true, green men from outer space, from Mars or Xanadu or whatever planet, then what is that? What will that say about our faith? And people can obsess sometimes over UFOs and extraterrestrials and what is the government hiding from us? Different unexplained phenomena that are, you know, video taken by jet pilots and other things too. But if that's true, if there are outer space visitors, and what does that say about our understanding of God, the revelation of who God is, that God so loved the world that he sent his son to die for us? And an interesting take on this is one taken by C.S. Lewis. C.S. Lewis is a great 20th century apologist. He's very famous for writing The Chronicles of Narnia. He also wrote a trilogy that is wonderful called The Space Trilogy. And in that, he deals with the Christian concept of God and salvation and how that impacts other planets, you know, the hypothetical other planets, if there were alien life forms. Because the reality is what we understand and know of God is that God is not just one big kind of man that's floating outside of our planet Earth, that he's up in space somewhere and you can go find him by getting in a rocket ship. That God is the creator and sustainer of all that is, and that he looks upon his creation with love. And you think of the billions and billions of stars and galaxies and a kind of astronomical amounts and how big space is and how wide it is and how mysterious it is, that we always rush to project our own understanding of life, that there's life here, so there must be life somewhere else. And it's possible that there is. It's possible that life in some sort of form does exist. But I think it's really important for us to keep coming back to the reality of what we do know, that we do live on this planet. And it's a miracle that we're here. Because as anyone who knows and understands life and solar systems would know that our planet is in the exact right spot so that life might exist. If we were a little bit closer to the sun or a little bit farther away, we'd either burn up or freeze to death. And yet we're here and life is sustained and life is beautiful and this planet is beautiful. So that if we did encounter alien life forms, intelligent or otherwise, in a sense that we would have to extend that same benevolence, that same goodness, that same beauty that we have received as recipients of the good news of salvation with them. In a sense, we'd have to be ready to proclaim the gospel to them, just as I would be ready to proclaim the gospel, in a sense, to animals that I meet, to other people that I meet, to share the goodness and beauty of this world. Because that's not something that's just conscribed to planet Earth. This is something for all of creation. All of creation. So whether or not we find out that one day there are alien life forms, that maybe they're already living amongst us and they're the ones that invented the internet or whatever it might be, we are called to recognize the goodness and gift of creation and to be able to share that goodness and that message of hope wherever God sends us. Thanks for listening to this episode of Made for Glory from the St. Dominic Media Podcast. Check us out online at stdominicmedia.com or our Facebook page or YouTube channel for more great content, and support us on Patreon at patreon.com/madeforglory. We are so grateful to those who are partnering with us in this mission. We have some great content coming up, so make sure you subscribe to this podcast. And if you enjoy our programming, please leave a review. God bless.